Track 33, 5.2, Working in Partnership. 5.2.1, Consultation. Consultation between all stakeholders and people with disability is crucial to planning, developing, and delivering accessible transport services. Commitment and capacity of all parties to listen to, hear, and respond is essential. Planning consultation with stakeholder groups provides the opportunity to ensure meaningful and effective outcomes. This should include people with disability and also extend beyond user groups to include individuals without affiliations to access a diversity of views drawn from experience. Considering options, not just single proposals, by stakeholders is essential, and information should be provided in a variety of accessible formats. Investing in education and awareness may be required to underpin a consultation process. Honouring agreed consultation outcomes is essential. However, when changes to consultation outcomes are needed, checking back with stakeholders is necessary. 5.2.2 Collaboration. Collaboration requires understanding and consultation between stakeholders involved in different parts of the whole transport journey. This will provide the linkages to understand issues and opportunities and to ensure that journey parts connect without gaps. It may take place at a number of levels, including local, regional, and interjurisdictional, and will potentially involve stakeholders from industry, user groups, and individual users, non-government and government organisations. Public transport providers seeking to improve accessibility can use collaborative opportunities to make connections and identify and test possible solutions. Collaborative forums may already exist as a foundation for discussion, or alternatively, a new specific purpose group may need to be formed. There are a number of existing established groups that can support collaboration. For example, state and territory governments have established groups that consult on accessible public transport matters. Similarly, many local government authorities have established accessibility reference and advisory groups. These may be well placed to work with transport providers to, for example, ensure pedestrian environments leading to transport infrastructure are fully accessible. An initial discussion between collaborators will need to establish if there is sufficient purpose for a collaborative project. Collaborations may range from information sharing to action on joint projects. Stakeholder collaboration could also be undertaken through online surveys or by approaching specific disability groups and distributing surveys through member organisations and other relevant networks. Easy fit-for-purpose cross-communication forums between various stakeholders may be needed, for example, through a LinkedIn-specific project group. 5.2.3 Leadership. Community and industry leaders who are committed to improving public transport accessibility can be critical to establishing purpose, facilitating change, setting action agendas, and maintaining momentum and focus. Sponsors or champions can provide standing for a project within a community or organisation. Possible contenders to fill these roles should be identified early in the collaborative process.